Are you ready to live in new dimensions with the power given to you by God? Well, you've tuned into the right podcast. Welcome to Motivated to Greatness, where we discover the greatness within. Here's your host, Jerome Bouveret.
Well, welcome to the M2G podcast, everybody. I'm your host, Jerome Bouveret. Let me ask you a question. Are you ready to discover the greatness within? Then let's start today's journey. Now, before we get into the podcast, listen, if you have not done it already, I need you right now to hit the subscribe, hit the follow button right where you're at, no matter what platform you're on, because every week we are bringing life-changing content that's going to help you live your best life. And not only will you subscribe and follow, but will you help us empower others by sharing about M2G. Do it right now and let people know that they can discover the greatness within. Now, on today's topic, I want to talk about, we've been in this series on slaying the giants of life. And on today's topic, I want to talk about slaying the giant of anger. That's right, slaying the giant of anger. How do we slay the giant of anger in our life? Listen, I know that all of us at some point in time in our life have had to deal with a little issue that we call anger, whether it be with dealing with family members or dealing with coworkers, or maybe you have a tendency to be borderline road rage. We've all had to deal with this anger, but we also know that anger can be a very negative force in our life. Do you find yourself angry at everything and everybody? Do you find yourself being more angry than you are happy? How do we slay this giant of anger? I'm not talking about those moments in life where we just get upset. I'm talking about, do you feel that rage on the inside of you over situations or because of people, or maybe somebody says something a certain way and you find yourself just getting enraged on the inside? How do we slay that giant of anger? Because we all know that anger, when it's allowed to stay in our life, when it's allowed to stay in our thought process, when it's allowed to stay in our psyche, we understand that affects everything about us. So how do we slay this giant of anger? Whether it be you deal with it on occasion or you've been dealing with it all your life, how do we slay this giant of anger? Well, Aristotle said this. Aristotle was a Greek philosopher. I love studying philosophy. I love studying theology. I love studying the Greek philosophers especially. Aristotle said this: anybody can become angry. That is easy. But to be angry with the right person and to the right degree and at the right time and for the right purpose and in the right way, that is not within everybody's power, and it is not easy. So notice, he said anybody can become angry, but being angry at the right time with the right person to the right degree for the right purpose, that is very difficult to do many times. Why? Because we are human. And maybe you're scratching your head right now and you're saying, you know what, Jerome, how did you know that I deal with anger issues? Or maybe I have those moments where I just get so frustrated and so upset that I just feel like I'm about to explode. Well, Aristotle said it's easy to become angry, but it's not so easy to have power over it. Listen, let me ask you a question. Do you fume when somebody cuts you off in traffic? I know that I do. Does your blood pressure rocket when your child refuses to cooperate? Listen, anger, hear me now, anger is a normal and it can even be a healthy emotion. But it's important to deal with anger in a positive way. Uncontrolled anger. Anger that is not controlled, anger that is not checked, can take a toll on both your health as well as your relationships in life. I guarantee that everyone that is listening to this podcast right now, you can think of situations where maybe you've lost friends, you've lost contact with family members, you've lost jobs, or maybe you've not felt well, or you know, your blood pressure starts going up and you get those headaches. Listen, uncontrolled anger. Because a degree of anger, there's nothing wrong with that. It can be actually healthy with you. There are certain things in life that we ought to be angered over. We ought to be angered over injustices. We ought to be angered over abuses. We ought to be angered over hypocrisy. But when it's uncontrolled, when we don't know how to control it, when we don't learn how to control it, it takes a toll on our health as well as the relationships around us. Now, what is the definition of anger? Let's establish that first. What do we talk about when we're talking about anger? Because being upset and being in a state of anger are two totally different things. So the definition of anger is this. It is a strong feeling of displeasure and usually of antagonism, an intense emotional state induced by displeasure, a loss of self-control from violence of emotion. So we're not just talking about being a little upset. We're talking about when you get to that point, or when I get to that point, we're so enraged where we could just punch a hole through the wall, or we could, or knock somebody lights out, or we could just veer that car off the road that tried to cut. That is anger. It is a strong feeling of displeasure. It's an intense emotional state. It's a loss of self-control. So how do we slay these things? How do we slay these situations? How do we handle, and I don't care who you are, I don't care if you're in the ministry, if you're a pastor, if you're not, everybody that's listening, you have dealt with this. Everybody on the face of the earth has had to deal with this level of anger at some point in time. How do we deal with this? How do we get our anger under control? Well, I want to give us 10 anger management tips, 10 things that we can do to help slay the giant of anger in our life, to help us get control over those moments where we just can lose it, or we think we can lose it. Number one, think before you speak. That's right. Think before you speak. You know, many times in life we speak, and then afterwards we think, and we usually regret, because a word spoken is gone forever. One thing we cannot take back is words that we speak out of anger, or words that we speak out of frustration. So think before you speak. See, in the heat of the moment, it is easy to say something that we're going to regret later on. And most of the time, at least in my life, I have found that if I speak and think later, it's usually too late to go back and try to think about it. Now, at that point, I'm trying to come behind and rectify or make right the wrong that I've done. Where if I would have just stopped and I would just thought for a moment before I spoke that word, or before I spoke in anger, think before you speak. See, we cannot be controlled by our emotions. We cannot let our emotions control us. Yes, anger is an emotion. It can be a healthy emotion. Like I said at the beginning, certain things that we are angry about are okay to be angry. We ought to be angry about it. But think before you speak, because in the heat of the moment, it is so easy just to speak something and then regret it later. Listen, trust me, my friends, take a few moments when you're feeling that anger, no matter what the situation is, take a few moments, collect your thoughts before you say anything to anybody. And then allow the others in the situations to do the same thing. Sometimes you need to walk away for a few minutes to let your blood pressure come down, to let your mind get right, so you can speak the right thing. You want to speak out of your heart, not out of your mind. So think before you speak. If you're going to slay the giant of anger, if we're going to have control over these situations in our life, think before we speak. Number one, number two, once you're calm, express your anger. Notice I said express your anger. I didn't say shout your anger. I didn't say put your anger on display. Express your anger, but do it once you have calmed down a little bit. As soon as you're thinking clearly, it's okay to express your frustration in an assertive but non-confrontational way. If we're going to overcome this giant of anger, and maybe you're saying, man, Jerome, this is one of the things that I deal with the most. I get angry for just seems like the littlest things. Well, once you're calm, express that anger, but you have to do it in an assertive, not aggressive, an assertive but non-confrontational way. What do I mean by that? I mean, state your concerns and needs clearly and directly, but do it without hurting others or trying to control and manipulate them. You and I need to have, whether it be with a spouse, whether it be with our children, whether it be with a boss, whatever the situation is, we need to learn to be able to express our anger, but we have to do it without hurting and controlling and manipulating others. So once you've calmed down a little bit, it's okay to express that anger. That will help you to relay clearly and directly. So once you've calmed down, express that anger. Do it clearly and do it assertively, but in a non-confrontational way. Now, this next one, it may seem logical, but most of us don't get it. I don't get this one all the time. If you're going to slay the giant in life, if you find that you're living life and it seems like every day you're getting up and you just have an angry, have you ever met somebody you got an angry attitude, they have an angry demeanor, they have an angry thought process, nobody can do anything right. Maybe you find yourself in that place right now. Or maybe because, you know, we've been in this pandemic now for over a year and life as we know it has shifted and it has changed. Maybe you find yourself more irritable and easily angered. What are one of the things you can do is this. Number three, get some exercise. That's right. Get some exercise. If you're finding yourself in a continuous or more than normal state of irritability and like you're just on edge, get some exercise. Why? Because it has been proven, my friends, it has been proven that physical activity helps reduce stress, and that stress is what is causing you to become angry. So when you and I, no matter what the activity is, maybe it's taking a walk every night, or maybe it's doing some push-ups or whatever the exercise is, get out and get busy, get moving, because when you have that physical activity, it reduces that stress, and that stress is no longer going to be there to help you to be angry. Because most of the time in our life, we react out of internal conflict that's already there. We are reactionary versus actionary. So get some physical activity. It has been proven when we get physical activity, when we have a regular exercise regimen, I'm not talking about being a bodybuilder. I'm talking about just some simplistic things to get them endorphins moving and get that stress out. Listen, if you feel your anger is escalating in a situation, maybe it's a thought process or something bothered you throughout, go for a walk. Go for a run. Spend time doing something that is enjoyable, but is a physical activity. You are going to find, my friends, trust me, you are going to find that your stress levels are going to come down. Because when you remove yourself from the elements, when you remove yourself from the situations, when you remove yourself out of the environment or the atmosphere that is angering you, just to think, just to breathe, just to relax, I'm telling you, you're going to find that the stress level is going to come down and you're going to be less angry. So if you're going to slay the giant in life, you have to get some exercise. Number four, take a time out. And no, this is not the kind of time out that your parents would put you in when you were a child, or maybe that you put your child in. Take a time out. Listen, timeouts are not just for kids. Give yourself short breaks during times of the day that tend to be stressful. Maybe you're at work and all of a sudden things start to get a little heated. Maybe your boss and you aren't getting along, or stress levels coming up because deadlines are due. Maybe you're at home and you have all of these things pulling at you. You've got this child here that's doing virtual learning and this one over here that's doing this and the dog needs that. Whatever the situation may be, take some time out. Give yourself short breaks during the time of the day to just breathe and relax. It may be 2 minutes. It may be 1 minute. It may be 5 minutes. But shut off the world, shut off the social media, and take that time out. Why? Because a few moments of quiet time will help you feel better prepared to handle what's ahead without getting irritated or angry. It is okay to take some time out. Listen, I have my timeouts. You know, we're in the middle of, about to be in the middle of riding season for the motorcycles. And I love to get on my Harley and I love to just go for a ride. I didn't got to be riding with anybody. You know, that's fun as well. Just go and just enjoy what we call wind therapy. Take some time out. Listen, we schedule for everything else in life. We schedule for work. We schedule for sports. We schedule for church. We schedule for all of these things that are demanding in our life. But the one thing we don't ever truly take time to schedule is time for our timeouts. So if you're going to slay the giant of life, take a time out. Next, if you're going to slay the giant of life, number five, you have to identify possible solutions. We have to learn to identify possible solutions. Instead of focusing on what made you mad, work on resolving the issue that is at hand. Listen, does your child's messy room just drive you crazy? Maybe you walk by the room and you see that the child maybe isn't as organized as you, or the spouse isn't as organized as you, or whatever the kid. Does it just drive you crazy? Listen, I am OCD when it comes to tidiness, and everything has its place. Listen, if you were to look in my closet, everything is coordinated. Everything is in order, the color coordination, the t-shirts, and I am just OCD about everything. Everything has its place. But I have had to learn that sometimes some things being out of place just has to be okay. Is that child's room driving you nuts? You want to know a quick solution to that? Close the door so you ain't got to see it. Close the door. It's an easy solution that will remove temporary stress. Now, I'm not saying you just let it go. You have discussion with your children. Teach them, train them, bring them up. But close the door. Is your partner, maybe your partner's late for dinner every night. Maybe you need to schedule the meals a little later in the evening, or agree to eat on your own a few times a week. Listen, remind yourself that anger won't fix anything. And really, my friends, it will only make it worse. So identify possible solutions. Ask yourself, what is the solution to this problem that I'm facing? How can I fix this? And I'm not talking about driving yourself crazy, but what are some immediate things that I can do to release some stress in this situation? You might have to be creative. You may have to look beyond what is normal to you, but identify the solutions. How can we make this situation less stressful? Number six, stick with I statements. What do you mean, Jerome? Stick with I statements. What does that mean? Well, to avoid criticizing or placing blame, which might only increase the tension in an angered situation or an intense conversation, use I statements to describe the problem. Be respectful, be specific. Let me give you an example. An I statement is something like this. I'm upset that you left the table without offering to help with the dishes. Instead of saying, you never do any of the housework around here. See the I statement? It's bringing your feelings in, and what you're feeling at that moment, it brings it into the forefront, but it's not accusatory. So learn to use I statements in life. I was upset because you said this in this tone or in this manner. Now, you do have to be careful not to be what I call uber sensitive. Because sometimes in life, we can be super, super sensitive. Some people, that's just the way they are. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I think it can be detrimental at times. But use I statements. Don't point the finger. You know, I growing up, I always heard a statement. And when I was a youth pastor, I'd always use this. You know, every time you point a finger at somebody, there's three more that are pointing right back at you. So use I statements. If you're going to deal with slaying the giant of anger, you learn to use I statements in life. Number seven, don't hold a grudge. Listen, this is one of the biggest ones that I think all of us have struggled with at some point in time. Don't hold a grudge. Listen, forgiveness is a powerful tool. If you and I allow anger and other negative feelings to crowd out positive feelings, we might find ourselves swallowed up by our own bitterness or a sense of injustice. But if we can learn to forgive someone who has angered us, We might both learn from the situation, and ultimately it's going to strengthen that relationship. Don't hold a grudge. Learn to walk in forgiveness. Can I help you? Forgiveness is not about the other person. It's about you. It's about releasing the control that that person thinks that they have over you, or releasing the control that might be perceived that they have. Forgiveness is not about the other person. It's about you walking in freedom and me walking in freedom. Forgiveness is a powerful tool that benefits us more than it does anybody else. Don't hold a grudge. Now, I know somebody may be saying, but Jerome, you don't know what they did. You don't know what they said. You don't know the situation. You don't know what I experienced growing up. Listen, you're absolutely correct. I don't know. Listen, there's a statement that people make, and in the church world especially, we make it all the time. Oh, I understand what you're going through. The reality of it is I don't say that to people. You want to know why? Because I don't understand what you're going through. Why? Because all of us are made up with different DNA. We're made up with different emotional DNA. We handle situations differently. But this one thing I do know, no matter what your emotional DNA is, forgiveness is the key to release the stress of you trying to hold it over somebody, or because there are just certain situations where you're never going to get an apology. You're never going to get somebody to say, forgive me. You're never going to get a repentance. They're never going to make it right. Don't hold that grudge, no matter how long it's been. Listen, I don't know why I'm saying this, but I just feel like I need you. There are some might be listening that you've been holding grudges against people that have been dead for years. Let go of the control that they have. They're gone. Let it go. Don't hold a grudge. Next. And this one here, I have a tendency to do at times, and it seems to help. Use humor to release the tension. If you've been in those tense situations, whether it be with a boss or a spouse or a child. Now, I'm not saying being a jokester all the time, because there's time to be serious. But sometimes use a little humor to release some tension. See, lightening up can help diffuse the tense situations. Using humor to help us face what's making us angry and possibly any unrealistic expectations we have for how things should go. That's what humor does. It helps us release those things. Avoid sarcasm. Don't be sarcastic, because that can hurt feelings and make things worse. I'm not talking about sarcasm. I'm talking about just making it light. A quick little one-liner to lighten the mood or the situation. And you know what I'm talking about. So learn how to smile through difficulty. Use a little humor to release the tense situation. Number 9, and this is so key. Practice relaxation skills. Listen, when our temper begins to flare, it is the time to put our relaxation skills to work. What do I mean by that? Well, an example of a relaxation skill is practice deep breathing exercises. Imagine maybe a relaxing scene. Maybe you're at work and things are starting to get tense and the deadline's coming up, or maybe you're in traffic and you're stuck there and you're moving, you know, an inch every hour, or whatever the situation is. Listen, if you have the ability, close your eyes, take a deep breath, take 10 deep breaths. Imagine a relaxing scene. Repeat calming words or phrases such as take it easy. Just take it easy. Repeat your name. Take it easy. Listen, you can also listen to relaxing music. Write a journal or do some things in your life that are relaxed. Practice self-relaxation skills. Practice those relaxation skills. How can you disconnect from the situation in order to calm down? And the last key, if you're going to slay the giant of anger, and this is one that many of us don't want to talk about. This is one that many of us don't want to look at. But it is know when to seek help. Know when to seek help. There are situations in our life where we get so angry that we just don't know what to do. We don't know how to. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Know when to seek help. Learning to control anger is a challenge for everyone at times. Listen, we need to learn how to seek help for anger issues if our anger seems out of control. If it causes you to do things you regret or hurts those around you, it is time to seek some professional help. We have all experienced anger at some point in our lives, and it can be a real problem. Though it starts as a harmless feeling, it can quickly, my friends, quickly grow into something dangerous that's hard to control. But I got good news for you. With God's help, we can learn how to deal with our feelings and walk in His peace. Now, I know this may be hard to believe, but I'll perfectly admit this, that years ago, I pretty much did and said anything that I felt like doing and saying.
See, I have a natural tendency to have a pretty strong personality. So back in the day, if you'd say something to me that upset me, there's a good chance that I'm going to let you know about it. I might have even cussed you out. Probably did. But I thank God that over time, He has changed me through His Word. He has helped me to manage my emotions through the power of the Holy Spirit, through seeking help, through these points that I've given you. He has helped me change some things. See, what have I done? I have learned how to operate in self-control, which means I didn't always say everything that I wanted to say. Listen, I still have those moments in my life today at 48 years old, after being in ministry for 30 years, after traveling the nations and preaching to thousands in 6 different nations. I still have those moments that I just want to say it, but I know that I can't. What is that? Some of you say, well, that's not being real. You know, that's really freedom. When you can hold your tongue and not escalate a situation and not always say everything that you want to say, you are now slaying the giant of anger and learning to control that which once controlled you. That's what the definition of deliverance is. I grew up in the church, and we talked about deliverance all the time, and we'd have deliverance services. What is deliverance? Deliverance is having control over that which once controlled you. And when we do that along the way, God has helped us to understand that anger in itself isn't wrong. Listen, He's helped me to learn that anger in and of itself isn't wrong. Anger is not a sin. It's what we do with it that becomes the sin. Mark Twain said this: anger is an acid that can do more harm to the vessel in which it is stored than to anything on which it is poured. I'm going to leave you with these words, Ephesians 4, 26 through 27. This is the words of the Apostle Paul. He was speaking to the church in Ephesus, where there was much contention. There was much fighting. There was things going on in the New Testament church, and they were getting angry over situations. Should we do this or shouldn't we do that? Or Paul says this, but Jesus said that, or Peter said, listen, Ephesians 4, 26 through 27. He said, go ahead and be angry. You do well to be angry, but don't use your anger as fuel for revenge. And don't stay angry, he said. Don't go to bed angry. Don't give the devil that kind of foothold in your life. My friends, we can slay the giant of anger and be an overcomer in everything that tries to come up in our lives. Listen, if you have any ideas for a podcast topic or something you'd like to hear addressed on M2G, our announcer is going to come in just a few seconds and going to be sharing with you how you can submit those in an easy and efficient manner. Now, I need you to listen. Stay on the podcast. Will you consider partnering with us financially? Listen, I need as many of our listeners that would connect, that would make a commitment to either one Friday or even multiple Fridays a month to sow a $5 seed. If you as a faithful listener, if you're being encouraged every week and you're grabbing these and you're growing, you're developing, we spend more than $5 at Starbucks. If you would be willing to invest a minimum donation of $5 on one or more Fridays, we're calling it $5 Fridays, one or more Fridays per month, we can keep this time of empowerment company coming. Your donation helps us to continue to not only bring this podcast to you every week, but also expand our opportunities to help countless others through empowerment and growth platforms. Listen, you can give securely right through our website at www.kbif. That's www.kbisinboyif.info. www.kbif.info. We also have Cash App. It is $KBIF, KB as in boy, IF, at our Cash App. All of your giving is tax deductible, and we appreciate all that you do. Listen, so whether it be a one-time donation or a monthly commitment, we say thank you. Now, here's our announcer to once again share our website information and how you can partner with and stay connected to all things Motivated to Greatness.
Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Motivated to Greatness. We hope that you were encouraged to find your greatness within. Tune in every Thursday for new episodes of Motivated to Greatness with Jerome Bouverette. If you have a topic idea that you would like to hear discussed or simply have questions, please email your requests to kingdombif@gmail.com. kingdombiff@gmail.com. Again, that's kingdombiff@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you. Would you like to receive weekly M2G mobile empowerments? If so, please text M2G to 31996. That's the letter M, the number 2, and the letter G to 31996. We want you to stay empowered. Here at M2G, we believe in the power of prayer. If you have a prayer request and would like for us to agree with you, we have a team of hundreds of prayer warriors across the nation who are awaiting your requests. Please email your prayer requests to kingdombiff@gmail.com. Again, that's kingdombiff@gmail.com. Thank you for your continuous support. For more M2G info, please visit our website at www.kbif.info. Again, that's www.kbif.info. You can also connect with Jerome Bouverette by following him on Instagram, Facebook, Periscope, and by subscribing to his YouTube channel, all at Jerome A. Bouverette. Thank you again for tuning in to Motivated to Greatness. Take the time today to discover your greatness within.